Joining us now, Pastor Chad Rieselman of Lumber City Church in North Tonawanda. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure.
So you are hosting what is called Night to Shine Prom for people with special needs.
There are 500 churches that we know of, at least in the United States, and maybe even more, that are also hosting this prom on tonight. And globally, across the whole globe, there's hundreds of thousands of volunteers and people with special needs coming together so that we can not just give them a night where we serve them with opulence, but show them the value they have.
You mentioned volunteers, and of course, we got the original release regarding the call out for volunteers, and unfortunately, weren't able to help you with that. But curious, how many volunteers do you have for tonight?
At this point, we have enough volunteers that each one of our guests will. There's about a 3-to-1 ratio of people who will serve to the special guests themselves, and in some cases, there will be two people serving directly with each one of our special guests. Well, at this point, we have over 250 volunteers, everyone from hairdressers doing hair and makeup and shoe shines. We've got folks doing coat check and paparazzi, and it's just the list goes on and on and on.
In your release, a real poignant statement here, this is a movement that seeks to be a catalyst to change how culture embraces people with special needs. What do you think is missing from how culture embraces people with special needs?
I think there's certainly there's a little bit of anxiety, maybe even fear, that needs to be removed, first of all. And I think there's an us and them mentality. The language that's sometimes used, oftentimes, in reversing the way we've labeled these folks in this segment of our culture, alone can help to empower them as people. It's people first language, people with special needs, people with limited mobility. They're people. They're people just
right.
like us.
Right.
They may have different levels of developmental ability, but they have ability. And that's one of the things. I understand the word disability is common, and I understand the importance of understanding what disability means, but the fact that they're disabled does not mean that they're not able. And that's really the big thing that I think we're trying to do at Lumber City Church. We have a high level of partnership with Community Services for Everyone. They're going to be using our home here at the Hope Center for their pre-vocational daily hub where they'll come and gather. They're going to do jobs and learn how to do jobs so that they can get out of the margins into the workforce. So it's all about empowering them, and it's our dream that they're not just a segment of our culture, but they are a part of the mainstream of our culture where they belong, because we need them there.
Lumber City Church is hosting Night to Shine Prom for people with special needs tonight. With us, Pastor Chad Rieselman. Pastor, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.